95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Rise and shine.
How come you're so talkative?
Because it's
Talkative Tuesday.
Talkative Tuesday.
That's not a real thing.
Look, all I know is
it's Tuesday.
People love to talk.
You put it together, you get
Talkative
Tuesday. Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Okay, let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Talkative Tuesday. How about Ticket Tuesday? Yeah, we just blasted out our very last tickets for Shinedown. That show is tonight. That's going to be a whole ton of fun. Shinedown and Coheed and Cambria tonight in Biloxi. That's going to be a great show. We have tickets for the Shuckers all week long. Want to get you into their homestand versus the Biscuits. They got a really fun week planned with all kinds of stuff coming up. Saturday is Star Wars night at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi with Grogu bobbleheads. That's Baby Yoda. For those of you who are not Star Wars mega fans, that's going to be fun this weekend. Listen to win Shuckers tickets all week long. And of course, the Banana Bank weekdays, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 with tons of cash from 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hey, you've got Gorilla. Who's this?
Hey, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Doing good today. How are you?
Maggie, I am phenomenal, but you are caller number 10 for the Banana Bank.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Maggie, are you ready to play? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We're going to start you off, Maggie, at $295. $295. Are we going up or are we going down?
I'm going to say up.
Maggie says up. $295. Where are we going? Up to $297. $297. That's awesome. You can keep that cash, Maggie, or you can keep playing. What do you want to do?
I'm going to keep it.
You hitting the money button? Are you doing it?
Yeah.
All right. Maggie, $297 from Gorilla. That's amazing.
Yay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Let me get you paid, okay? Hang on the phone for me.
All right.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Summer shenanigans. Specifically, this is actually really hilarious. 28% of Americans say they've gone unconscious and then have woken up somewhere they didn't expect after maybe too much summer fun, summer shenanigans. So do you have a story like this? I want to do some radiotherapy with you today. Yeah, I want to know, what are some summer shenanigans that you've gotten up to? 28% of Americans say they've gone unconscious, like blacked out and then woken up somewhere else at some point during a summer. That's wild, isn't it? 28%? That never happened to me. How about you? First is Caitlin. Caitlin, you're on the radio. What happened?
Well, I took a line drive to the head, and I woke up with like the biggest goose egg on my head.
Oh my God. Please tell me this was like a baseball game or something like that, right?
During softball practice.
Okay, man, that's brutal. How do you feel now, all these years later? How do you feel?
Great.
Good. Okay. Because I'd be afraid that something like that would change me. You know what I mean? Line drive to the noggin, blackout, wake up. Like, I feel like I would be a different person. Have you ever got unconscious somewhere and woken up somewhere else? Summer shenanigans today. What's going on with you? Billy, next up. Go for it, man.
I was about 14 years old riding my BMX bike.
Here we go.
And there was these two girls playing basketball.
Uh-oh.
And I was watching them more than I was watching what was in front of me. And I ran into a flatbed truck park. I hit my throat. And it put me out.
Oh,
but when I came
no.
to, I thought I was in heaven because both those girls were standing over me asking if I was okay.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like that's a coin flip. I don't know if I'd not want to get hurt or have that happen.
Definitely not.
Oh, man. Dude, that's funny.
That's really funny. Yep. As a fellow guy, I can tell you, you know, I never blacked out, but I have gotten distracted before. Next call this morning is from Lisa. Lisa, when did you black out? What happened to you?
I got the worst case of food poisoning you can imagine, and I was going in and out of consciousness for like 2 days.
That's absolutely terrifying.
I'm just happy I was just with my best friend instead of a significant other because he saw some stuff.
Yeah, it's always good to have a friend who's been in the trenches with you. That's always a good life lesson right there. Keep a good friend by your side.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
So that's it. Euphoria ends here with Rue.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say?
That's Euphoria series creator Sam Levinson confirming that the HBO series will end after 3 seasons. That's it. You know who is coming back, though? Serena Williams announcing in a new viral ad the 44-year-old tennis player who holds 39 Grand Slam titles is back to play doubles at next week's HSBC Championship at Queen's Club. Serena Williams is back again. Charlie XCX has announced a new album, new music, new fashion, new film. It's all coming up in July.
So I made an album, and it's really different from the last one.
Yeah, it's called New Music, New Fashion, New Film, New Charlie XCX. It's coming up in July. Some sad news from 82-year-old famous singer Barry Manilow. He says he's not sure if his voice will come back after his recent cancer treatment.
My voice, I don't know whether it's coming back. I did my first sound check about a month ago, and I didn't sound like me at all. Just couldn't believe that it's over.
What's it like for you to feel like you've lost your voice?
Yeah, it's that is really upsetting because I don't want to stop.
Wow, yeah, feeling bad for Barry, but hopefully he'll recover. And Jimmy was making fun of people like me. I was guilty of this yesterday, being surprised that it's already June 1st. Did you hear this last night?
Today, and you're not going to believe this, it's June already.
It is June 1st. Can you believe that?
June 1st. Can you believe that?
It is June 1st. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh.
Hard to believe it's already June.
Hard to believe it's already June.
June 1st.
No, it's hard to believe.
It is June 1st. Hard to believe.
June. Hard to believe.
June. Alex.
Hard to believe.
National Dairy Month. Hard to believe.
Can you believe we've already made it to June?
No.
I can't believe it's already June. No.
You think these people would have learned by now that the month changes every month? How is it possible to have your mind blown every 30 days?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No. No.
You know who this is, right?
Neither did I. I was just asking.
That's Dana Carvey. Dana's turning 71 today. Happy birthday to Mr. Carvey. That's obviously a clip from Wayne's World. Wayne Brady is turning 54 years old today.
'Cause this is Thriller, Thriller Night.
That's Wayne performing MJ's Thriller back in 1930s jazz style. On this date back in 1928, this was 98 years ago, Kraft officially introduced Velveeta cheese.
It's Velveeta versus cheddar. Our Velveeta melts much better.
That was the Hello Velveeta commercial from the early 1980s. On this day back in 1989, Dead Poets Society, starring Robin Williams, officially premiered.
Mr. Anderson, so you're sitting there in agony. Come on, Todd, step up. Let's put you out of your misery.
I didn't do it. I didn't write a poem.
Mr. Anderson thinks that everything inside of him is worthless. And embarrassing.
I hear Robin Williams say Mr. Anderson, and I just can't help but think of The Matrix. And today, June 2nd, is National Rocky Road Day. Yeah, the ice cream. Remember the song that Weird Al did, I Love Rocky Road? Remember this one?
Singing, I love Rocky Road. The ones are going by half a gallon, baby.
Weird Al, one of a kind. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. It's Tuesday, June 2, 2026.
The ones are going by